G'day, how you going?
I'm doing all right. So, of course, today being Thank Your First Responders Day, I thought I'd just touch on because of something that was pretty serious to your health. Would you mind sharing it with us?
No, Dan, it was a bit of a shock. I had a heart attack, which I didn't know I was having at the time. Just had the pain in the chest and felt pretty ordinary. Called the ambulance after a little while and they came and just, I've got to tell you, like, as scary as the situation is, they just make you feel at ease, you know, okay. And even though you're going through something that's pretty terrifying, the AMBO service was just truly remarkable and just so professional, so slick. They got a lot of scary things they got to do. They constantly remind you that, you know, you could be checking out anytime and this, that and the other, and it's a very sobering sort of experience, but unbelievable, and I owe them my life.
You mentioned there about keeping you calm. I can only just imagine what that would have been like, because here you are in a life-threatening situation and they're going, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. You must have, your thoughts must have been all over the place.
Yeah, it's true. And I think that's why they're so direct. Like, they're very clear and very precise with what they tell you and how they tell you, so that there's no, you know, ambiguity. They're just straight up with you. But it's obviously part of their training, but I think it's something in their nature as well that just, you know, is something that makes them very special humans, because they do keep you calm and you're thinking anything but calm. So, yeah, no, hats off to them.
And this is not going to sound like a silly question. It's not meant to be. Were you worried at any stage?
Do you know, it's funny you should say that, because, and it's not a silly question at all, because you just literally put your hands, your life in their hands at the moment they arrive. And they've got this process where the first responding AMBOs check you out first and put you on these machines and put a little spray under your tongue and all this sort of stuff. But then an actual cardiac specialist joins them in the AMBO,
right,
and they do some more tests. And before you know it, you're wired for sound, you're plugged into every different machine you can imagine. Things are going bing, left, right and centre, and you're really just sort of in their hands. And I think because of their professionalism, no, the answer is no. Mm-hmm. I wasn't concerned or worried basically by the time I was in their care, which is again testament to their skill as well, I think.
Sure. Sam Coward from Hot 91.1 Breakfast joins us, part of the Grant Broadcasters group. Now, obviously, the first responders. Did you get a chance to meet your first responders a little bit down the track?
Dan, I did.
Wow.
Yeah. So Ash sort of surprised me nearly 6 months on, and tracked down the two AMBOs who were there on the night, who took the call and took me into the SKU here, the Sunshine Coast University Hospital.
Yep.
And I'll be honest with you, it was quite an emotional encounter to have them back in studio and meeting them, because obviously it's a bit of a blur the night of. So to meet them and thank them and have the opportunity to thank them in person was a really cool thing. And absolute rock stars, both of them, just superhuman beings, super dedicated to their jobs. But obviously, as we said, it's that heart of gold. I don't think you can do it if you don't care. And it's one of those jobs that I could never do it. I could certainly never do it, but they've got the patience of saints and skills to match.
Of course, today being Thank Your First Responder Day, I guess, Sam, from your perspective, obviously you've made changes to lifestyle and, you know, getting a lot healthier because, you know, we're mates on Facebook. We know each other pretty well. For me, I'm trying to do some lifestyle changes as well. And no doubt that was part of the paramedic saying, hang on a second, Sam, you've just got to, you know, back off maybe on the Tim Tam or something.
Yeah, but, and that's exactly right, Dan. It's a wake-up call that you shouldn't wait that long to get. And if in a foul story can be anything to help along that way to stopping some of the things. And just, you're right, rectifying some lifestyle changes there, certainly around diet and healthy eating and healthy living and that sort of stuff, but also smoking. I was a pretty heavy smoker for 20-odd years, and that was a massive contributor to my predicament. So, it's one of those things. You just need to take a listen to those doctors. Strangely, they have a few clues and know what they're talking about.
I've heard that rumor that they are pretty smart when it comes to a few things like that. So, and just finally, Sam, I guess from your perspective, maybe just a message to all of our first responders here in Central Victoria, not only here in Central Victoria, but I guess right around Australia, because as part of Grant Broadcasters, we are doing this Thank Your First Responder Day.
Yeah. Look, Daniel, I think the biggest message for everybody is to just maybe acknowledge, respect the work that they do. The one thing that I'm constantly baffled about is how our first responders often cop a lot of grief.
Yep.
And they're copping a lot of harassment and abuse in their jobs, which completely baffles and dumbfounds me, to be honest. So apart from the fact that you shouldn't be doing that, by giving them your love and respect is probably just the next step and certainly something that they deserve.
Sam, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the home stretch.
Thank you, legend. All the best.
Thank you very much. Sam Cower there from Hot 91.1 Breakfast, part of Grant Broadcasters Group, joining us. Thank a first responder day. That's what we need to do today. It's Gold Central Victoria.